B-Pod Studios.
Now, more of Toucher and Rich.
You're better off, like, shoplifting and stuff.
On Boston's home for sports.
It's not pleasant.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Yeah, it's great to have with us the Red Sox poet laureate, Dick Flavin. Great to see you, Dick.
Good to be aboard. Good to be aboard.
We understand that you have a brand new poem.
I have an opening day poem. Would you like to hear it?
I would love to hear it.
The long snowbound winter casts a dark pall till one day an umpire hollers play ball. Then skies start to brighten, blue displaces gray. Baseball springs eternal, it's opening day. The birds start to sing. The trees are in bloom. The umpire's dusting home plate with his broom. It's a brand new beginning, something we all cheer. It's baseball's way of Happy New Year. And then there's another line in there.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Now, more of Toucher and Rich.
You're better off, like, shoplifting and stuff.
On Boston's home for sports.
It's not pleasant.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Yeah, it's great to have with us the Red Sox poet laureate, Dick Flavin. Great to see you, Dick.
Good to be aboard. Good to be aboard.
We understand that you have a brand new poem.
I have an opening day poem. Would you like to hear it?
I would love to hear it.
The long snowbound winter casts a dark pall till one day an umpire hollers play ball. Then skies start to brighten, blue displaces gray. Baseball springs eternal, it's opening day. The birds start to sing. The trees are in bloom. The umpire's dusting home plate with his broom. It's a brand new beginning, something we all cheer. It's baseball's way of Happy New Year. And then there's another line in there. And baseball playing, it's a Happy New Year. And it goes on and on. Whatever.
Thank you very much. We appreciate it.
No, not very good. Not very good.
Five, the Sports Hub, we're Toucher and Rich. And what I've heard, it hasn't been since 2006, but what I've heard is that at one point, maybe 45 years ago, Truck Day was a big deal. Now, John, is my memory failing me? Because I didn't get to be a sports expert until 2009.
Right.
So this wasn't really on my radar. Was 2006, was it a big deal?
It was a big deal. All right, big deal, relatively speaking.
No, but people would show up.
Yes.
And maybe, what, like a couple hundred people?
Yeah, maybe even more. I mean, after the Celtics won in 04, after the Red Sox won in 04, everything changed.
Right, I understand.
And
that. People
were crazy, and, you know, they won again in 07, so, I mean, it was a much bigger deal,
okay.
Yes.
Yeah. Because now it's not.
No, that's correct.
Now
it's not.
Just odd, because especially under the circumstances of what's going on this year.
I know, they don't have a manager and they're trading Mookie Betts, but regardless, no matter what, I would imagine it's not a big deal.
I'm just trying to figure out, who is Truck Day for? Like, I've been there a couple
truck
times.
Truck driver.
I've been there a couple times.
You were Larry Lucchino's best buddy, weren't you?
I was. I was like, me and Larry. Yeah. That's right. Hey, maybe.
Everyone
like,
just on CB's going.
He's like, Truck Day, huh? And I was like, yeah, you're the best, Larry. So
we got a smoky on on 95 by the overpass.
So you show up to Truck Day, and first of all, the first thing that stands out is the average age is 70.
Oh, sure.
At truck day.
Right.
I mean, it's like, it's and which is really weird because...
You got to get outside.
You would think you're at a children's birthday party because in front of the 70, of this group of like 70-something-year-old people, Wally's out there dancing and the people are all delighted. You've got Red Sox superstar Manny Del Carmen. They brought him out there and he had squishy baseballs
really?
That they were throwing.
Manny Del Carmen was there?
You could tell he really didn't...
Oh, man.
Want to be there, but he was there. Hey, he was as nice as could be. But, I mean, they've got him throwing these, like, foam balls at these, like, 70-something-year-olds. And I'm like, what are we doing? Like, who's this for? Is this for adults or for kids? But I'm not quite sure. However, we did go out there, and they're loading up the big truck, and we all get the press release. Hey, did you know that there's, like, 40,000 sticks of bubble gum on the truck?
Which we were talking about after the show yesterday is why is it necessary to bring all these things from the Boston area? When they are
just get them down there.
Yeah, you're not going to Afghanistan.
Sure.
Like
that's kind of the Curt Schilling like hurricane deal when he brought all the water from there when he could have got it, you know, halfway down.
Listen, I don't compare anything to the stupidity of that. That's on its own.
So I went out there, and sure enough, there were a bunch of people there, and they were very excited. There's a truck with stuff in it. It's getting loaded up. So when I first got there, there was this master of ceremonies who came out and who was trying to get everyone to sing a song.
Was it Sarge?
It was. See, they should hire Sarge to get a little energy involved.
Have you heard his commercial?
Oh, it's the best. I turn up my radio every time Sarge's commercial is on.
Yeah, he's like, you can't have the job. It's mine.
Okay, so I walk up, and in front of the crowd, there's the master of ceremonies, and he's getting a little sing song together.
All right, let's hear.
Take me out to the ball game. Take me out to the crowd. They're gonna trade Mookie Betts. They don't even have a manager yet. What are we doing? The season's gonna start and their best player's gonna be traded. And we wish they'd keep Mookie Betts, but they're trying to save cash.
Oh! Yeah, they didn't like that. They're just trying to have a good time.
It's not like that at all.
If Roach was there, he would have kicked the crap out of you.
Wiz kids had won it. Bobby Thompson had done it. And Yogi read the comics all the while.
What the hell is this?
This is the song everyone was listening to in their headphones. On their Walkman.
Down the corner, the national pastime went on trial. We're talking baseball.
Oh, yeah.
Lazuski and Banana talking baseball. The man and Bobby Feller, the scooter, the barber and the nuke.
They knew John knows the lyrics.
Of course he does. John.
Especially Willie. Mickey and the Duke.
Yeah, I know this.
So everyone's watching, you know, them load all the bats and everything into the truck. And
By the way, Hank Aaron, like 75% of the vote his first year on the ballot. I think there's a tinge of racism.
We're talking racism.
It's
not
funny
white enough for me.
Yeah, like in the paper, they had like the percentages of first ballot guys. Yeah. Okay. Hey, set the home run record. Yeah, but he's black.
So we go on.
All right. Rich is continuing to be out there.
Who here loves the Red Sox? Who here can't wait for the season to start? Who here loves that they don't have a manager? Who here loves that they're being investigated by Major League Baseball for cheating?
Oh. Who here can't stand this guy?
Who here is a huge fan of uncertainty when it comes to the managerial position?
Who here dislikes negative people?
Yay! Yay! All right, you a big Mookie Betts fan?
Yeah.
He's gone!
There will be baseball every time on the schedule. What more do you need?
That there was baseball every time on the schedule? I agree.
You should have said, when was the last time you had a solid bowel movement?
Well, he swore he was the Oklahoma kid.
Who's the Oklahoma kid?
Who needs help chewing their food? home again.
Sure, of course he did. Who here loves that they're being investigated by Major League Baseball for cheating?
Can't stand this guy.
All right. So I thought that at that point it was time to start a little chant.
All right. So let's go to back to the truck day.
Let's start a cheer. Let's save cash. Let's save cash. Cut the payroll. Let's save cash. Who needs Mookie? He's only the third best player in baseball. Why are we getting rid of Mookie? He's really good, but they want to save cash. Let's save cash. Let's hear it. Let's save cash. Go bottom line.
Negative Nelly.
Negative Nelly. Yeah, you can't be too negative. But they... But the grand finale is, of course, when they bring out really the closer, Dick Flavin. And Dick Flavin comes out, and there's a car that, like, races. I have a video of a car races right by me, almost gets hit by a car. I'm like, okay. Like, he was so into his poem.
I wonder if Flavin would just, like, jump on the hood and then just start, like, break the windshield and start beating the hell out of the guy.
So all the cameras come in, and they're like, it's time for the closer. Right before they... By the way, the video of the truck, you have to go to Joe Giese's account. The video of the truck leaving is, I think Mike might have said it, it's something out of The Office. This truck, and they're cranking like Tessie, and they're throwing these foam balls to people who aren't there. It's just like rolling onto the sidewalk. And then as soon... And you can hear the music fade away, and then the crowd's just there, and there's not many people anymore. They're just like, all right.
There once was a man from Nantucket. I can't read this so often.
And so he was doing his poem, and I was right next to him, and he was finishing up his poem.
This poor guy.
I come here every year to recite the poem about Truck Day. Oh, it's the best.
I have a Truck Day poem. Roses are red, violets are blue. Mookie is gone, so the Red Sox are screwed.
Put you in a Red Sox uniform. It doesn't matter.
How about this? Hickory Dickory Dock. Hey, this team doesn't even have a manager.
And if you don't want to get hurt,
they'll work it out.
Oh, if you don't want to get hurt, you were threatened.
I got threatened there. So, gentlemen picked up.
You had to gently walk away before they caught you. I got to skedaddle. I have to walk slowly to the corner. You're gonna get hurt. Uh-oh. Them's fighting words.
Roses are red, violets are blue. Mookie is gone, so the Red Sox are screwed.
No, I'll tell you this, is that the people in Worcester got to be very excited. There'll be some prospects.
Yes, they are. That's right.
That's a year from now.
Did you hear Larry Lucchino yesterday was talking about, he was standing in front of Pawtucket, and he was saying, it's not the final year here. It's a celebration of all the years that they've been here.
Yeah, Larry. As I'm saying, there's somebody that the Red Sox desperately need Larry. Badly.
I hope that it goes as well as the last game in Oakland when they flooded the field with trash.
I wouldn't leave.
I know. Yeah. Just... What are you going to do? I'm going to buy a ticket so I can just throw trash on the field. I'll show them. Here's my money.
Who here loves that they're being investigated by Major League Baseball for cheating?
Can't stand this guy.
How old was that? Sounded like a youngster that couldn't stand you.
I didn't see that.
Okay. Why do they make poor Dick Flavin go out in the cold?
I think he just shows up, to be honest with you.
I think you're right.
I don't think a call is made. I think Dick's just there anyway.
Yeah. I'm starting to think that he's one of those guys that just shows up.
Mm-hmm.
Negative Nelly.
Did they give him, now, Rich, you were there, they didn't give him, like, a platform. The video I saw, he was just standing there next to a street corner.
No, they just, like, I don't even know if they told him to do it.
No, that's what we were just saying.
He just showed up.
He walks up, and, I mean, there's, honestly, on this video, it looks like a car's about to hit him.
Yeah, he's standing on the side of the street.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
I don't want him to die. I mean, come on. He's a harmless guy, but I think he just shows up. He's got a book deal. All right. Well, very good. Charlotte Wilder was at the event of the century, an event where Bill Belichick went and strained the top buttons of his shirt.
And the great Alexander is pitching again in Washington.
No, it's Alexander.
George Alexander was a pitcher for the Washington Senators, my friend.
It's this and Pitbull, and you're running?
I run to this.
I have a fairly good knowledge. My knowledge of baseball from the past is, I would say, above average.
Yeah. This is 100 years ago.
Yeah, but like Alexander?
Yeah.
Like, never heard of that guy in my entire life.
He and Walter Johnson. Sure.
I know Walter Johnson.
Yeah.
Mickey and the Duke. Say hey. Say
hey. Say hey. Let's re-rack this. I'll just sing it all the way through.
All right. We will be back with Charlotte Wilder.
Hickory dickory dock. This team doesn't even have a manager.
Country and Rich, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Toucher and Rich.
You like poking him.
We don't talk about things like that in here.
Oh, we do.
Touch your screw.
I'm getting nervous.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Listen, this isn't just some club event. This is a festival centered around you. Featuring your favorite artists, amazing food, killer cocktails, Polynesian beach performers, and I even got the Wynn in Vegas, the pop-up and encore beach club VIP section. We'll call it Grand Beach.
Rocks, buddy.
Woo! Oh. Dancing, bikinis, partying.
Dancing, bikinis, and partying? Well, I've never heard of such a thing.
And he obviously knew what was going to happen.
Listen, this isn't just some club event.
It's a festival.
It is. Festival.
Festival. Charlotte Wilder was on the show for 2 hours last week. She was very kind. She's a senior writer for Sports Illustrated as an influencer. I now follow her on Instagram. If you would like to follow me, it's at Fred Toucher. I got a lot of great things happening over there. Motivational stuff. Personal stuff. Vegan diets. You know, ultra marathoning. Anyway, back to our guest. Charlotte Wilder is a senior writer for Sports Illustrated and also host of the Wilder Things podcast. And she joins us on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline. Charlotte, hello.
Hi. Oh, my God. Well, first of all, I don't have a podcast called The Wilder Things, but someday I hope to.
Okay. Well, I'm just reading what's in front of me. So
I don't know. Whoever wrote that, I love it. I'm like, yeah, sure. Let's roll with it.
Yeah.
And it's the best.
Wait, you're the one person who doesn't have a podcast. That's amazing.
Can you believe that?
Can
you believe that?
It's amazing.
You went viral this weekend, my friend. The picture you took with Bill Belichick and his miss over at Gronk Beach. That sucker took off like wildfire.
I know. Well, first of all, do you like how much of a voice I have after Super Bowl week in Miami?
Well, you were partying hard at the Gronk Fest.
I have so much to tell you guys. I don't even know where to start. But, first of all, so there were so many people at Gronk Beach in the pouring rain that I had no service for. I was there for like 7.5 hours, which, let me tell you, I mean, if this took years off my life, it will have been worth it. But I had no service for like 5 of the 7.5 hours. So I post this tweet of Belichick and his girlfriend, Linda Holiday, on the red carpet, and then put my phone away. And I look at Twitter, it's not loading. I'm like, okay, cool, whatever. I get out. I finally get back to a place where there's service after the party. It's like 8:30, and I have all these texts from people like, one of my friends from home is texting me being like, hey, my buddy says you're going, you're trending on Reddit. And I'm like, oh, no.
Yeah. You don't want to hear that.
What did I do?
No, I was like, oh, no. Oh, my God. Because, like, in the past, only time, like, except for the Paul Rudd stuff, the only time I've trended, like, half of the world has hated me and half of the world has loved me. So I was like, oh, my God. Oh, no. Like, what if I want? And then I checked. And I was like, oh, wait. It's just, like, Bill at a party. This is amazing.
Okay. tell me what. Okay. Bill Belichick, when you first see him, I need to know everything about Bill Belichick at Gronk Beach. I need to know, like, how he walked, how he talked. Like, give me kind of the lay of the land when you first see Bill showing up at this party.
Well, so, okay. So, I got there at, like, 1:15 or 1:30, and Gronk was supposed to show up at 2. Gronk and Camille, his girlfriend, Camille Kostick, who's an SI swim model and, you know, a star in her own right. They get there exactly at 2. Like, they were so on time. It was unbelievable. And all the Gronks are, like, running around. Like, Chris Gronkowski was there at 1, I think. He's, like, sprinting by the red carpet and, like, sure, he has ski goggles on. And I was like, this is just incredible. But
was he literally riding on coattails?
I mean, everyone was just, like, living their best lives on Saturday. I don't know what to tell you.
Well, if that's your best life, then maybe you should think of ending it.
I don't know. Have you been to a Gronk Beach, Fred?
Yeah. I've been to a bunch of
No, you haven't. You don't know.
Okay, so what is the average, if you had to put, let's just do the men. If you had to put men on the average looks of a man on a scale of 1 to 10, what would that average?
Pretty average, honestly.
Okay. Bad
like, when
tattoos.
You said that, I didn't even think, like, I hadn't even thought about that because there was nothing one way or the other okay. to be like, you know.
Tattoos, percentage of men with very bad tattoos. So it was a classy crowd.
No, well, I don't know if I go that far.
It's just exactly what you would think of, like, a beach party. Like, I've seen the pictures. It's exactly what you would think the people would show, not even to a Gronk party, because I know you were thinking it was going to be kind of like Gumpy football fans.
No, I thought it was going to be like a carnival.
No, it was like, I mean, I'll set the scene in a second. Let me get the Belichick.
Okay, that's what I want to hear more than anything. I almost don't care about anything else other than how Belichick acted the entire day.
Well, so I freaked out. I'm on the red carpet. I'm like standing next to the red carpet, and the PR guy was awesome, and he was like, "Yeah, you know, we'll bring people by as they come." And I was like, "Okay, cool." Triple H and Stephanie McMahon from WWE were there. They were great. I said to Triple H, I was like, "So, are you going to get Gronk in the ring?" And he was like, "Well, I've been sworn to secrecy, but never say never." And I'm like, "So you have no idea."
You're right. So you're saying nothing to me.
I'm like, "Okay, perfect. Thank you, Triple H." And then I hear whispers. Like, I start hearing whispers like Belichick. And I'm like, what in the actual, like, I start like shaking a little bit. I was like, you cannot tell me that the Patriots head coach, Bill Belichick, is coming to his retired tight end's beach party. It's a pouring, it's like a torrential downpour.
Well, that's probably why you went.
He liked
the grimness of it.
No, I mean, honestly, like, Bill and Linda are really good friends with Gronk and Camille. Like, Linda and Camille became good friends in the so, like, I wasn't shocked, but I was pretty shocked. And so, like, we're sort of waiting, and I guess it's maybe like 3:15 at this point. I was like, he's not coming, because there were so many false alarms. Like, all the camera people would snap into place and then he wouldn't show up. But I was like, there's no way. And then, like, it was as though it was like you're in church and, like, actually Jesus just walks in the door.
Well, he does, like, every time you're in church.
That was like the, I don't know, I'm Jewish, so I'm sort of ripping here.
So is my wife.
There you go.
So he comes walking in. Is it almost like in slow motion when you see it?
Well, I, like, see his face.
You should
be
doing Sabbath.
I see his face, like, sort of through a bunch of people, and I was like, oh my God, he is actually here. And he's wearing a bright pink and orange plaid button down, where someone on Reddit was like, that button is a hardworking button. That button's putting in the work.
So he, like many, like me, he suffers from male breast problems.
No. He's sort of a barrel of a man. He looks fantastic. And he was wearing...
he looks fantastic, you know, Charlotte? This is what you're going with?
Come on.
Okay. Come on.
He was there to party. I'm not going to say he looked bad. He was wearing khaki shorts. He had flip-flops on. He was wearing one of his Super Bowl rings. I'm pretty sure it was the last one, but I'm not totally sure. And people just, like, people went nuts. I mean, he's smiling in front of the step and repeat thing on the red carpet that says Gronk Beach. It was the most beautiful thing I've ever seen in my entire life.
Now, were the smiles sincere, like of a man enjoying himself, or was someone trying to suffer through something?
I mean, do you ever know with Bill? Like he looked a little bit in pain, but like he always does.
Because sure. I think his girlfriend is probably enjoying a really it. Social.
Yeah, like, Linda's like you, let's go to the beach party, and Bill's like, oh,
she's
right.
Perfect for him,
right? Like
no, Gronk and Bill were texting that morning about it. Like it
really?
Wasn't. Yeah.
Somebody said Bill Belichick looks like a cop on vacation.
Oh, no, he looks like an old Gregory Hines and Billy Crystal.
Sure, from Running Scared.
From Running Scared. Was he wearing roller skates, Charlotte?
Yeah, you just can't see him in the picture. Wild.
All right, so he comes in there, and then now, like, does he start talking to Gronk? What is the conversation like?
Oh, yeah, I mean, like, no, Gronk is in the party already, so they go backstage. So they go backstage. Next to the stage, there is this VIP tent set up. So people paid $20,000. There was a line around the block of people who paid $20,000 to be there.
Just like individually, $20,000.
Like yeah. They were like the Wynn tables. It was the Wynn Vegas.
Oh
yeah.
Oh, so I take $20,000 per table.
Okay, but so then I take back everything I thought about this.
Yes. I mean, dude, it was a success.
Yeah. Well, listen. That's why I'm not an event guy, is that I had no idea it would be like that.
Yeah, no, I mean, and inside it's like the beach is probably like the size of a football field, go figure. And they have, you know, there's this big stage set up, and I finally make it in around, 3:30 or so, and people are just having such a great time. Gronk is on stage. I make it in right for the salute to Gronk.
Okay. What was the, okay?
Was it like a military?
Can you stay through the commercial break? Because I need to hear about this.
Yeah, obviously, Rich. You know that you invite me over and I stay on your couch for like 6 months.
Right. Okay. So we're gonna take a quick commercial break. I need to find out what the 5-minute salute to Gronk was like.
That if there was a 21-gun salute or
right.
Something of that nature. All right, Charlotte.
Like 10 flyovers.
Yes, exactly. The Blue Angels came out. All right. Yeah. Well, you just hang on there. Don't be a diva. You just hang on.
And me, Fred?
I don't know you like that. I mean, I don't know. You, for all I know, you're a big senior writer. I don't know if you have time for the local radio.
She's like, yeah, I know her. She's not.
All right. Charlotte, thank you so much. We will be back. We will find out more about what happened at an event we were fascinated about. And I'll tell you this, is that I will admit that I was completely wrong.
And you know what? The amount of time he stayed, it looked like he was there for almost the entire event.
Which, that doesn't overly surprise me. The fact that Rick Ross showed up surprises me.
He did.
But what do I know? I mean, $20,000 a table. I mean, I certainly would not do that, but I'm 45 and ugly, so probably that's part of it. I mean, I have plenty of money. I could have bought like 8 tables. But all right, so here are the headlines.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Ladies and gentlemen, we want you to meet
Kutcher and Rich.
I don't know where he got the information. He could have got it from johnwallach.com.
On Boston's home for sports.
That seems like a pipe dream.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
We're Kutcher and Charlotte Wilder, who is becoming one of our favorite guests. He's a senior writer. What is this?
It's the song that wakes up in Rob Gronkowski's head when he gets up in the morning.
Hey, that's why we're playing this?
Yes, okay. Because is there any song that feels more Gronk Beach than this one from, what, 8 years ago?
It's like someone took crappy music and made it crappier.
Let's go.
All right.
Party Rock is in the house tonight.
Is this Redfoo? Is he part of this group?
Well, he's one half. Come on, don't pretend like you don't know. It's like not knowing Slash and Axl.
Is he the guy?
This is LMFAO.
My fault.
You know,
Shufflebot? Well, they wore like toy glasses like to show how wild they were.
Right. This is like, you know, Paul and John. What are you doing?
Yeah, Redfoo's like 6'6", 150.
Redfoo and crazy glasses guy. With which one was the one that was born a billionaire? Like, one of them's like the son of like some massive producer. Yeah,
they dress like you went to an 8-year-old's birthday party and put on everything that was in the gift bag.
It's like Spencer Gift vomited all over them.
Yes, Charlotte Wilder, a senior writer for Sports Illustrated, and maybe one day host of the Wilder Things podcast. We don't know.
I think we just created that for her.
I mean, why not? I mean, there's, Lord knows we need more podcasts.
The girl can dream, you guys.
That's right.
I listen to two. I listen to Chip Chipperson podcast and Go Bayside, which is a recap of Saved by the Bell episode. She's on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline. All right, Rich, we were in a conversation about Belichick, how he showed up.
Uh-huh. She was at Gronk Beach, and the one thing that I was fascinated by is when the set list came out. First of all, how tiny the set lists were. But more than anything, that from 3:30 to 3:35, a whopping 5 minutes, there was going to be something that was called a salute to Gronk. Charlotte, what exactly was a salute to Gronk?
Okay, well, so I'm really glad that I had talked to you before, Rich, because I hadn't seen that this was on the program. Like, I had somehow missed that salute to Gronk because it was sort of buried in the list of DJs and artists who were performing there. And so I get into the party and I realize like I look up and it's like 3:30 and like the music's pumping. I'm sorry. This is a fun party. Like it was, people were having such a great time. And I actually do have a larger takeaway and the article's going online later this morning, but the salute to Gronk. So all of a sudden DJ Irie, whoever that is on stage talking a lot. And all of a sudden, you're going to lose it. Oh, my God, I was dying. All of a sudden, these two massive robots walk out on stage, and they're, like, flanking all of the Gronk brothers and Gordy, the dad, who's there, too.
Oh, could you
imagine? I think
all
the Gronk brothers were there, but it's the kind of thing where, like, there could be 8 Gronk brothers, and I would still be like, yeah, sure, even though I know there are only 4, so I don't know.
Can you imagine if your dad was at places like that with you?
But like that's the thing about this whole thing. Like I there were a few people I knew there, and I turned to one of them and I was like, I don't know why. I'll get back to the salute to Gronk in a second, but I was like, I don't know why, but for some reason the word wholesome popped into my head. And they were like, what is wrong with you? And like looking around, there's a guy, you know, in just an American flag Speedo and Converses, like ordering liquor at the bar. But, like, honestly, I think that what Gronk has been able to do in retirement, and I think that he is one of the few former athletes who could bring a crowd like this together, because, like, he's never sloppy. He's never, like, he doesn't even really drink that much. He's just, like, on stage partying, and he gave so much of himself. He was on stage until, like, 7:15. Like, most celebrities who have, you know, give their name to an event are just up there, like, they show up, like maybe do one thing on stage and then like duck into a private tent. But he showed up. And so there was something like kind of great about the whole thing.
Yeah, that he like delivered on his actual promise.
Yeah. He was like, you came to Gronk Beach, I'll give you Gronk.
Okay. So he goes out on stage to the salute to Gronk, and he's flanked with all of his brothers and his dad and two giant robots.
Yeah. And he's firing a t-shirt cannon into the crowd. And the two robots, they look kind of like, you know, the fox robot Cletus
They're not like from Rocky IV. They're not.
I really couldn't tell you as much as I want to about the robots. I think my reporting let me down there. But they were like twice the size of the Gronks, so 3 times the size of normal people.
Sure, it was Deucebot 2000.
And they're on stilts, so but they're just blasting dry ice into the crowd, and Gronk is firing t-shirt cannons, and the DJ's like, "Oh, the Gronks are here," and like the dad is there, and the salute to Gronk is basically just like robots shooting dry ice into the crowd, and then Gronk takes the mic and like thanks people for coming, and then spikes it on stage.
Must watch Entourage.
It was pretty great.
So, okay, how much time did you get to spend with Rob Gronkowski? Did you talk to him at all?
Yeah, so on the red carpet, he and Camille, I talked to them for a while. I mean, I said to Gronk, I was like, how's this different from playing in a Super Bowl? And he was like, I have the exact quote here. I'm finishing the edits on this story. Where is it? Okay. You got to perform, Gronk said. You got to perform in a Super Bowl, but this game is longer. This is a 6-hour party. The Super Bowl is 3 hours. So I'm actually in better shape coming into this party than playing in the game.
Well, I mean, it makes sense. It is a longer event, yes.
Well, so at first I was like, haha. I was like, you're joking, blah, blah, blah. And then, by 6:45, he's still on stage. And he's, like drenched in rain and sweat and like probably super dehydrated. I was just like, oh my God, that he's not lying. Now, this is 100% true.
Now, how long did Bill last at the party, Bill Belichick?
So I don't know, because by the time I got back to the side tent where Flo Rida is sitting there with a towel draped over his head, I think because it was raining, but I'm not sure. A former Bachelor contestant is wandering around, a lot of football players that I probably didn't recognize, because you get back to one of those things and everybody looks famous, but I'm not with it enough to know who anybody is.
Did Belichick have any white powder on his nose?
No, Fred, stop that. Come on, man. This is a family radio show.
No, it's not.
Not really.
I know.
I'm of course saying that in jest, Kraft Family. Kraft Family Productions.
Right. He was gone by the time I got there, but the Triple H posted a photo with him and Linda and Stephanie McMahon and the wrestler Mojo.
Did you see him? Did you see him talk to Gronk at all?
Who?
Bill Belichick. Did you see him?
No,
talk to him?
No. I really. That's where. So because I waited to see him show up, he went back to the VIP section, and I didn't get in there. And by getting in there, I mean, I didn't sneak in there until an hour after.
Okay. All right. Well, it sounds like it was a wild success. Was that the highlight of your weekend, or was there anything else? Because you stayed there throughout the entire Super Bowl week, and then I think took off on Monday, right? Yesterday?
Yeah, I flew back yesterday. I think I've slept for the weekend between, because it's, you go to these things, but then after, I'm writing till 3 in the morning. It'll be interesting to see how coherent this Gronk Beach article is. But
did you get drunk at Gronk Beach? Are you allowed to do that while on assignment?
I mean, you can't. Once I realized that I wasn't going to be writing it that night, I definitely had a Bud Light seltzer.
Okay, because they were late to the game. Because the last time you were on, when I knew you were going to Gronk Beach, I said you were the Hunter Thompson of white trash. And Hunter Thompson, became a part of the story. He would go in and get and, drink with the locals.
Yeah, I mean, it might have been a better story had I done that. But also it's Sports Illustrated, and I like my job, so I was like, I don't know, I want to try to keep it.
Well, so the glory days of Sports Illustrated, those guys couldn't put the bottle down.
Oh, that was a expense account heaven, man.
Yes.
I know. I think I like to joke. I'm like, I was born a few decades too late, but then I'm like, I'm a woman. I wouldn't have been there anyway.
That's a good point. You know what? What I'm going to start calling you, Charlotte Tamer.
No, come on, man.
I just wanted to say a funny joke. I just was doing that because it was really
funny. You know what I have gotten before? Charlotte Milder. And I'm like, okay.
No.
That rolls off the tongue better. Well, I think that would have been a better way to go.
Charlotte non-drinker.
Well, okay. for sure. Absolutely.
You don't have to sell these jokes for me. I realize they're bad.
Look, I'm just here to make all you guys look great. That's why I come on the show.
I feel like I
had one other thing I wanted to tell you guys, though.
Yeah.
I don't know. I My brain is.
You want to hang on through the break?
No, here it is. Here it is. Here it is.
You want to hang on through the break and think of it?
No. The only thing is that after I did see DJ Paris Hilton at a party. Paris Hilton DJ at a party.
Wow. In Miami?
Yeah.
I wonder how much that costs now.
Well, between Gronk and Paris Hilton, I was like, I am living my most incredible 2010 life.
Yeah, that's about right.
2011 life, whatever.
2011, 2010.
I think that's maybe a little bit too soon. I wonder. Does she pay them, the DJ?
No,
the
she was great. She was electric. I'm all in on Paris Hilton.
The way she pressed play.
Yeah. Well, she went from the songs like "Can't Get No Satisfaction" to "I Can't Get No Satisfaction" by the Rolling Stones. So she's basically Mozart.
So she went from Devo to the Rolling Stones.
Yeah, she did that.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Well, I take everything back.
Yeah, there you go. See, I thought you would. I was like, once Fred hears this, he'll get it.
Do you know my wife once broke a computer, literally broke a computer that was made for me to trying to find the sex tape of Paris Hilton. She literally...
The computer that was made for you? What, did you get custom... What? Did you get custom computer?
Yes, a Screech made it for me. No, I was doing I was doing something in San Francisco from Atlanta, so the company had built me a computer.
Are you sure it wasn't your Saved by the Bell phone?
No, but I still carry that around.
Okay.
I mean, my phone is actually attached to my car. But and she broke a computer because she was so dumb. She clicked every single pop-up ad that came up until the thing broke.
So, that's incredible.
That's right.
Your wife rules.
Yeah. I mean, she just was like, I want to see Paris Hilton have sex. All right.
The heart wants what it wants.
Yes, it's indeed. Yes, indeed. And that was quite a spark for our marriage. Charlotte Wilder, a senior writer for Sports Illustrated.
Thank you for doing God's work, taking one for the team. And
oh, my God. It is my pleasure. Once we had that magical day on Radio Row, Rich, I was like, I know that I cannot not go to this. I can't let these guys down.
Yeah, well, you didn't. And we appreciate that. And look out for the Wilder Things podcast.
Yeah, right. Tell everyone, read the article. It'll be on Twitter and Instagram later. So,
it will be on SI.com. How do people follow you? Okay, I'm an influencer on Instagram, so everyone already knows that. What? Mm-hmm. How do people follow you, a budding influencer?
Yeah, well, you open up the apps on your phone, a Snapface and Butt Chat or whatever.
You just talked about Wallach's favorite site.
Oh my God. Okay. So you go to Twitter.
He likes big fannies.
Or you go to Instagram and it's at the Wilder Things.
At the Wilder Things.
Mm-hmm.
No, you didn't even have to underscore that some bitch. You just at the Wilder Things.
No, yeah. I've had that since 2009.
All right. Well, some of us were ahead of the curve.
I was an early adapter.
Okay. Well, Charlotte Wilder, at The Wilder Things, look for that article. Click on it a bunch of times.
Yeah, thank you.
And, she survived all the people getting fired, so she must be good.
Oh, too soon.
Right. You kept your job. All right, Charlotte, thank you so much.
All right, you guys are the best. I'm going to go sleep for a while.
All right. Thanks, Charlotte. Appreciate it.
Go to sleep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was like the videos, and the pictures and stuff from there are...
I was wrong.
Yep.
I can't imagine why anyone would pay any sort of money to go to that, but who am I?
What, do you think you're better than a party that Bill Belichick would attend?
Yeah. If that particular one.
I just love how he's on stage with, the big robot parade.
The thing is, there's never been a time in my life where I would have gotten laid at a play, been a girl that would have sex with me at an event like that.
Really?
Yeah.
Not true. You were at events like that when I first met you.
Yeah, but I was like on the radio. Like I could always pick up girls at like concerts or strip clubs. But I could like a place where like actual good looking people are. I'd strike out. I mean, that's right. Remember the bar at Uranus?
Oh, yeah, of course. And the commercials they used to run for Uranus?
Yeah, that's really
Uranus is packed with pleasure.
and they had
two thumbs up.
And they had anus. They had a slide. An actual slide inside.
It was like they couldn't pack any more Uranus jokes in 60 seconds than they did.
They could have fit a lot more people in there. All right. Will Brinson's going to join us if he decides to answer the phone in just a moment.
Toucher and Rich.
The Sports Hub Celtic Show. Saturdays at noon with Chris Casper from the Boston Globe and Big Jim Murray. Celtics news and the latest news from the league. Saturdays at noon on your home of the Celtics. 98.5, The Sports Hub. It's streaming on the Sports Hub app.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.